Hello, and welcome back to another episode of A Not-So-Brief History of Disney World. I'm your host, William Tintle. Make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, and whatever else you can do to help get the podcast out there. I'd really appreciate it. Now sit on back and relax, and let's get right into today's episode.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
All right, so in today's episode, we are going to talk about Tron and the recently announced opening date of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. So, as you know, Tron has been around as it was announced. It was around longer. It was announced in 2017 at D23, and as of right now, it seems that Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind over at Epcot will have an opening date before Tron does. And so now that Tron has been in development for 5 years, and, you know, obviously before that, but it's been in construction for years now, and Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind was only announced in 2019, that really raises a question on why did Disney not prioritize Tron? And, you know, after that pandemic, you could see that there were a lot less construction workers, and, you know, some days, you know, the construction didn't keep up when they were closed. So 5 years for an attraction to be, you know, made, and it's not even open yet, so we don't even know when it's going to open. We haven't received an opening date besides like summer 2022 from a year ago. And you know, it was supposed to open for the 50th anniversary, and it didn't. And you know, that's not good, because when you have a headliner attraction, one highly anticipated, coming over from Shanghai Disneyland, you got to make sure to prioritize that. It's not surprising, though, because Disney, you know, recently, due to management's changes, has prioritized other things that maybe a little bit not, that aren't as, you know, great and helpful. Obviously, you know, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser was prioritized, and, you know, other stuff, and Tron was just pushed to the side for some reason. And Tron and Disney don't have a great history. Obviously, Disney does own the Tron franchise. And in the 80s, there was signage up that there would be a arcade at Epcot, you know, Tron themed, called the Game Grid, and that slowly didn't come into development. So Disney does have a history of pushing Tron to the side. You know, now it is in development and under construction, and it has been for years. And, you know, so that history is definitely there. And Tron, you obviously know, or maybe you don't know, was at Shanghai Disneyland, and that opened in 2016. It is a 60-mile-an-hour launch coaster, and this is big because this would be the fastest, you know, roller coaster at Walt Disney World. Obviously, Test Track is faster at 65, but it's not really technically a roller coaster, and Rock and Roller Coaster is 57 or 58. So a monumental roller coaster for Walt Disney World that won't open for its 50th anniversary. So Guardians of the Galaxy, announced 2019, that one could have been, if they did construction at the same rate that they wanted to do Tron on, they could have opened that for the 50th, but obviously it wasn't prioritized as much, through the pandemic it was more, but, you know, not as much. It wasn't announced in 2017, and it didn't have all that time. Another issue is that I have with it is that it's closing down the railroad, and I'm not a big railroad person. I don't really find the time of the day to do the railroad because it is kind of a detour, but it still shut it down, and many people do love that ride. It's, you know, good place to just, like, take a seat and rest, and the fact that it hasn't been running for years now is pretty crazy considering it's kind of the centerpiece when you walk into the Magic Kingdom. Another thing is the construction has been going on for, like, maybe since 2018, I want to say, 2019. And it is not very well. I mean, it's tucked back there in Tomorrowland, but you can see it pretty darn well. And it's not pretty. Obviously, because it is a construction of a roller coaster, it's not going to be pretty. But, you know, for something like that, you think they'd want to rush it just because you can see that construction very, very clearly. And to have six people working it after, you know, Disney reopened after the pandemic, well, not after the pandemic, but back in June 2020, I think it was, when they reopened, to have like six people or no people working on that is just kind of surprising to me. It's something that I've anticipated for a while since it was announced, because it was over at Shanghai Disneyland, so you could see it, and it was bold there because it was the first Disney park without a Space Mountain attraction. They opted for the Tron one, and Tron was not a popular movie franchise at any point, because they did release another one in the 2010s. That wasn't successful. The one in the 80s wasn't super successful. And so it didn't really root itself like maybe Star Wars did, or, you know, the Marvel franchise did in kind of the sci-fi area of Disney. So it was bold and it paid off. And because of that, it was super highly anticipated, you know, when it was announced at D23 back in 2017. And honestly, Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah, it's going to be a great ride. It looks really awesome, obviously, in all the footage they've shown. And I'm not downplaying it in any sort of way. I am super pumped for this one. You know, just as pumped as I am for Tron, but the fact that Guardians of the Galaxy was announced in 2019, 2 years after Tron was announced, and now it's going to open before that, it definitely raises some questions. And even when you look at other theme parks, like Universal, it took them like 2 years to open the Velocicoaster. And, you know, I haven't been there, but it's not a crazy roller coaster. Like, it's not super themed. Like, Tron, you have the canopy, and, you know, Cosmic Rewind, it's like the first, like, Omnimover type of, it's pretty revolutionary. And I'm not saying that, you know, it should allow for some more time, but it shouldn't take as long as it did for Tron to be developed, because Universal went through the pandemic too. And that really can't be an excuse if you're going to say, oh, well, they're building it faster because they didn't go through the pandemic. Well, they did. And I'm not saying that Disney is making this excuse, or they're not really talking about it in that way. But, you know, if they were to make that, you can't really have that argument. And there's not a lot of argument to be had. So that kind of wraps it up for today. This was kind of just a rant, shorter episode, but I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to come back next week for the 1 year anniversary of the show. So that could be a longer episode. I still have that one in the works. So yeah, come back next week for the 1 year anniversary of the show. Make sure to, as always, like, share, follow, subscribe. If you're on Spotify, leave a review, rating. And as always, have a zippity-doo-dah day. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-dah, wonderful day.